Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Dearborn Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we're talking about courageous discernment and having the courage to use a God-given wisdom, to use discernment in understanding. And today specifically we're going to talk about discernment to guide your understanding. And kind of follows a little, broadens out or takes a little wider view of yesterday's topic. As we looked yesterday at discernment to understand God's laws, today we want to look at a little wider picture and discernment in understanding in general, and specifically instruction. Proverbs 1, verses 5 and 6 says, "Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. For understanding proverbs and parables, the sayings and riddles of the wise." The writer of Proverbs comes along and says the discerning can get guidance to better understand parables, riddles, the sayings of the wise. When Jesus was teaching, and the disciples, I think, would eventually, at various times, get a little frustrated that they were having such a hard time understanding what Jesus was really getting at. And they would ask, "Why do you speak in parables?" And it was so that those that wanted to hear, those that wanted to understand, those that sought discernment could understand, but those that were living with hardened hearts would not. And it's not that they are being excluded or left out, but in a big way, it was avoiding confrontation until the time was right. When those whose hearts were hardened against the things of God would begin to understand at least a little of what Jesus was saying, it would talk about trying to take him by force. And you had two groups. You had those trying to, by force, make him king, elevate him to a position on earth and at a time that was not right. And you had those that were trying to take him by force to kill him prematurely, to put an end to his life when the time for that was not right. And when we look to God's word and when we ask for discernment to guide our understanding, we want to see the bigger picture. And I think especially in today's world, when we are so saturated with media of all types, and everyone has an opinion that they want you to believe, and in a sense, I'm part of that. I come online and do these broadcasts every weekday morning, sharing from Scripture, sharing from experience, sharing my views, and, well, because I believe they're accurate, I would like you to believe them. But even the things that I say, I believe you ought to seek godly discernment to understand whether what I'm saying is accurate, whether I'm doing a good job of presenting. And I've always had this analytical mind that when I see something, I want to figure out how it happened, why it happened. Drive by an accident scene, and I'm constantly looking at where the vehicles have ended up and trying to determine in my mind the likelihood of how it happened. Who's at fault? What factors contributed to it? And that's the job of some people. Police officers, investigators, those that investigate for insurance companies. They recreate accident scenes and they spend time at the actual scene taking measurements and photos and everything they can so that they can later look at it with discernment, with objectivity, with the idea of coming to a knowledge of truth. One of the television shows that I followed for a time until it got pretty crude and kind of changed directions, but was a diagnostic doctor. The show was House. And the premise was figuring out what was wrong with people medically. And he kind of had this aversion to actually seeing patients. And part of it was the character's personality and basically no positive bedside manner of what you would expect from a physician. But the heart of it was consistently saying throughout the show is people lie. And he would look at the test results. He would look at the physical evidence and would generally discount whatever the patient was saying because in his experience, they weren't necessarily telling the whole truth. And again, the show reached a point where his character became increasingly crude and it just was not, I did believe, was not fit to watch any longer. But not that I'm recommending the show, but I'm thinking the discernment that we need has to look beyond the words that people use so that we would have understanding of what is really going on. Next week, we're going to be spending a week talking about a courageous victory, about defeating enemies. And part of that discernment that we're going to need is the understanding of what victory looks like. It's the understanding of who our enemies really are. And when we come to God and we ask for this wisdom, we ask for discernment to understand the wisdom that He gives, we realize that He has given us His Word and given us those examples that we can see the evidence. We talked yesterday about discernment to understand God's laws and how we can look at not just at the words of God, but we can see them lived out in the life of Jesus. We can see them lived out in the life of the apostles and the early church. We can see the laws lived out in the lives of those heroes of faith from the Old Testament. And the consequences when the laws of God weren't followed. But the embrace of God when people would return to Him. And so as we seek this discernment to understand, we look to God for a level of understanding that exceeds human comprehension. There are so many things in life. When God tells us that His thoughts and His ways are higher than our ways, that includes so much of life that we're not capable of understanding. And especially when it comes to the things of God, the wisdom of His Word, the parables that have meaning that is deeper than the story itself. That discernment is something that comes from God's Spirit within us. It's when our eyes are opened, when our ears are opened to God's Spirit and His working, and we begin to discern not just what God's Word says, but we begin to discern the application. And it's this element of discerning to understand that helps us to see beyond the surface and into the hearts. Not that we ever do that accurately, that's God's job. But we see the real needs. And there are times I believe God calls us and wants us to meet and serve and respond according to a perceived need of someone else. But at the heart of it is that discerning spirit to eventually move beyond that to reach the real needs. And oftentimes those real needs are, well, they're masked pretty well. And sometimes those real needs are what God's calling us to discern and understand so that we can meet. The needs of companionship, the needs of acceptance, the needs of love, the need of correction, the need of teaching. And when we begin to go to God with the courage of discerning for understanding, I believe He leads us a step at a time. It's I think, rare that we all of a sudden wake up one morning and it's like, oh, I get it. And we may reach that point, but it's not because it happened overnight. It's because the discerning that we needed to have has been taking place. And it's not that God can't reveal through His Spirit, through His Word, through His people, things rather quickly. But for many of us, at least, it's a process. And it's an ongoing process. And so today, as we pray, I would encourage each one of us to pray for this courage, to have a discernment that understands the parables, the wisdom, the sayings of the wise, the things that, well, on the surface look confusing, the things that God wants us to learn from Him. For those specifically that are part of Deer Run, and I know that there are many others that tune in and listen to this at various times, and you're definitely welcome to join us. But our preaching minister, David Honeycutt, heads to the Mayo Clinic for a 3-week study, leaves today. And so I've encouraged each one of us to spend time praying each day for him, for those that will meet with him and do all of the testing and evaluation and everything else that, that they're wanting to do over the next 3 weeks. And so we want to also begin that today as he travels. And so I appreciate your prayers for him, for his wife and his family in this time. So let's go to God in prayer. Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. And there are so many things in life that confuse us. And we struggle at times to figure out on our own what's going on. Figure out what really happened. Figure out how we got to where we're at. So that we can figure out how to get out of it. And so God, today I pray that you would give us this discernment to understand. To understand the wisdom beyond our own. To understand the sayings of the wise, the wisdom that we find in your word, the sayings of the wise people who have lived before us, who live around us. That we would have the discernment to understand the parables that Jesus taught. The stories told with this deep spiritual meaning that just look like ordinary stories on the surface. Fathers, we pray for discernment where we have the understanding of how to live, how to speak, how to listen, how to serve, how to love, how to correct, how to receive correction. Father, may we look at life, may we look at our own life with a discerning spirit, with a discerning heart, with a discerning eye that sees more clearly than ever before what's going on and how we've gotten to where we are and how you've helped us and how we've rejected your help at times. And may this discernment help us to see how to draw nearer to you. May it help us to see how to draw nearer to one another. May it help us to see how to serve one another. And Father, as we live in a time where we're saturated with media that's trying to convince us of so many different things, may we have the discernment to understand what is good and right. The discernment to know when we're trying to be persuaded into a direction that's not accurate. The discernment to see beyond the misleading statements and the misleading images and the misleading stories so that we would find truth, knowing that you have given us truth in your word and in your Son Jesus. Father, may this discerning spirit within us help us not just to have greater understanding of what's going on around us, not just to have greater understanding of your word, that have greater understanding of one another, of the needs that really exist in those that we meet. May we not simply understand the perceived needs, the needs that individuals believe that they have, but may we have the discernment to see a deeper need, that spiritual need. And may that discernment help us to have wisdom in sharing appropriately, in serving appropriately, in loving appropriately. Father, today as I pray for my good friend and co-worker, minister of the gospel, I pray that you would be with David as he travels, that there would be a calmness and alertness on the roads, and that it would be a time, even as he drives and pays attention to what's going on, that your presence would continue to prepare him for what lies ahead. Father, today, may you continue to bring healing and strength and do a mighty work. And Father, as we look to you, we confess we don't know what's going on, not only with David, but with so much of our own life. May we continually grow in discernment in a way that our eyes, our very life, stays fixed upon you. And Father, today, as we pursue this courageous discernment in this area of understanding, may we understand the greatest need that we have, the greatest need that anyone that we meet today has, is the need to be in relationship with you through your Son, Jesus. And because of that, may we be faithful in all that we do, in everything that we say, and in the way we treat one another. May we be faithful in all of that in order to lift up Jesus as accurately as possible, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.